This is a special report.
10 years after a crash that left her with life-changing injuries, she continues to forge ahead, not just for herself, but for others as well. City's John Ackerman with his Courage to Come Back profiles, with a look at the recipient of the award for physical rehabilitation.
I really had to learn how to accept this new body.
Patricia Henman and her daughter were halfway home from an eight-hour road trip when they were struck head-on by an impaired driver outside Cranbrook. The crash resulted in a multi-year legal odyssey through ICBC and the courts, as well as injuries she still lives with today.
Many broken bones, my left shoulder and my left ankle and right wrist were the three main fractures. Those are the three that still give me a lot of trouble.
Patricia has also struggled with depression and PTSD, but she finds therapy and advocating for others, particularly victims of crime like her.
The focus isn't on you so much anymore. You can use what you went through to help others to get to the point where you are.
Unfortunately, a few weeks after we spoke came the worst news of all. Patricia's daughter, Maya, still battling her own chronic pain and severe PTSD, passed away from an accidental drug overdose at the age of 29. John Ackerman, City News.
This is a special report.
She refused to be a victim. Instead, she shares her story with others so they're not alone in their grief and darkness. City's John Ackerman continuing his Courage to Come Back profiles with a look at the recipient of the award for physical rehabilitation.
Patricia Henman lives in a small town in the Kootenays. 10 years ago, her life, as she knew it, was changed forever when an impaired driver struck her and her daughter in a head-on crash. A years-long legal ordeal followed, and today she advocates for other victims of crime.
I have a purpose, to be able to put the focus on somebody else and take it off me.
Patricia also suffered life-changing injuries, including the loss of a section of her intestine and one-third of her stomach, not to mention the mental scars left behind.
Part of this anxiety and trauma and PTSD is the dreams that you have. My dreaming is a lot about being in the hospital.
Still, she presses on.
It was worth all of the... I'm sorry. It is worth everything we have fought for to get better. To be recognized now.
Sadly, a few weeks after this interview, Patricia's daughter, Maya, still battling her own chronic pain and severe PTSD, passed away from an accidental drug overdose. She was 29 years old. John Ackerman, City News.